Hey family, welcome back to Unfiltered Faith Beyond the Church Walls, the podcast where we are breaking open the Word of God without watering it down and let the truth do what it does best, transform our hearts and our minds. I'm Evelyn.
Hey guys, I'm Crystal, and I'm so grateful to be here digging into the Word with y'all. If you've been following this series with us, you already know we're laying the solid foundation the Bible talks about in Hebrews 6.
Yes. And I'm Amy, and today's episode is one we've been looking forward to for weeks because it's one of the most misunderstood topics in the church, which is baptism. And no, we're not just talking about taking a dip in the water.
That's right. Baptism isn't just a ceremony, it's a calling. I believe it's a powerful part of our identity in Christ. Spoiler alert, the Bible doesn't just talk about baptism, it talks about several. And we're going to break that down. We need to understand all of them. So let's get into it.
Let's go back to where this whole series began, Hebrews 6. It says we should move beyond the elementary teachings of Christ and go on to maturity. And what's on that list of basics? Repentance, faith, and the doctrine of baptisms. Not just one baptism, but baptisms plural.
All right, so in the John Bevere and Lisa teaching that we watched yesterday and we studied, they broke down the three different types of baptisms into five. But if you ask the average Christian how many baptisms there are, most will only talk about water. But there are at least five that we see in Scripture, or the way they break it down is five. And we're going to explore the first two. Quickly, I'm going to explain what they are. So the baptism of repentance, which is the transition of a person's total being from sin to righteousness, from self-worship to God, the baptism into the body of Christ, where we become part of God's family, his sons and daughters, and his representation on earth. Then there's water baptism, a public declaration of faith where we identify with his death and resurrection. Baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is a baptism of power, by which we become filled with God's Spirit and empowered to live beyond our natural ability. And last and least liked is the baptism of fire, which is a baptism of suffering that produces necessary refinement that matures us in Christ and prepares us for our divine purpose and calling.
Yeah, and if you're listening and thinking, wait, there's more than one baptism? Don't worry, you're not alone. I know before getting into the study, I don't know about you girls, but I didn't realize how they broke it down into five.
Yeah, me either.
That's why we're here. We're going to talk it through together with the Word as our guide and the Holy Spirit as our teacher. So the scripture reference is 1 Corinthians 12:13. For by one Spirit, we are all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all given one Spirit to drink. Now, here's the first baptism every believer experiences. Whether you realize it or not, baptism into the body of Christ is the first baptism. It's not a church service. It's not a public ceremony. This is a supernatural act of the Holy Spirit that happens the moment someone is born again.
Yeah, the moment you truly surrender to Jesus, not just say a prayer, not just go to church, and not just believe God exists, but actually repent and put your faith in him. The Holy Spirit baptizes you into the body of Christ. That's when you become a member of the church, not a building, but the whole body.
Yes.
And this is when your whole identity shifts. You're no longer defined by your past, your pain, or your sin, mm-hmm. and you become a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here.
Yes. And I have to say this clearly because there's too much confusion. You don't get into the body of Christ through baptism in water or joining a church or doing good things. You get in through faith in Jesus Christ alone. And let's refer to John 3:16, where it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And that's where the Spirit steps in and places you into God's family.
Yeah, it's like a divine adoption moment. Actually, you don't earn it. You don't climb your way up to it. You are placed, baptized, into this new life by the Spirit of God.
Yes. And then Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for forgiveness of your sins. And then in Romans 6:4, the reference of water baptism is also, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that we too may live a new life.
Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about water baptism, because this is the one most people are familiar with. It's the one we see at church, in lakes, pools, or tubs. It's that public moment when a believer says, I'm all in for Jesus. And actually, when I got baptized, you know, they ask you like to say something. And I said, I am all in with both feet. Like that's I was right. dipping my toe.
That's right.
I am all in both feet.
That's exactly it.
Yep. But here's the key to water baptism. It's not what saves you. Water doesn't wash away your sin, but the blood of Jesus does. But water baptism is still powerful because it's an act of obedience and a declaration of what has already happened in your heart.
That's right. When you go down into the water, you're symbolizing that your old life, the one that's ruled by sin and self, is dead and buried. And then when you come up, you are publicly declaring that you've been raised into a new life with Christ.
Yeah, water baptism, basically, it's your spiritual funeral and resurrection announcement. You're saying to everyone watching that the old you or the old me is gone and this new life belongs to Jesus yes. now.
And let me add this, because I know that we can all identify with this. So water baptism isn't just a sweet church moment, but it's like a warfare moment. Mm-hmm. You are marking yourself publicly as a follower of Jesus, and that puts the enemy on notice. And in the spirit realm, there's a line being drawn in the sand.
Yes.
Yes. And that's why if you've never been water baptized after you gave your life to Christ, don't put it off. It's about not being perfect. It's about being obedient and in your walk.
I think that so many people, and I was the same, and I know all the kids mm-hmm. that want to get baptized are the same and kind of decided they're going to wait a little bit, is they think they have to be perfect just because they're being baptized.
Right.
Like, and so you don't, but it is a little bit. You have to be better, right? Because you're announcing to the world that you follow Jesus. So you don't want to live your life in total sin, you know?
Surrender.
Yes, you want to surrender. So like, you don't have to be perfect, obviously. But I mean, it is, it kind of put you on some accountability.
Yeah. Well, we did talk about that last night, right? Where it's not just checking off a box. And some of us had discussed where, we were just checking off a box. I know for me, when I was what I would consider rebaptized, because the first one, you know, I didn't have submersion baptism.
Yeah.
So, but it did. Like when I went down in that water and I came up, I truly, truly believed and felt this is a new life.
Yeah.
And if you're not feeling that, you're not, you know, walking in that, I think it's important to, you know, to definitely get water baptized and know why you're doing it and you need to understand it. And especially kids.
Yeah.
You know, if they're like, well, they're not truly understanding and they're just unsure. I think it's important. Like they're willing to wait a little bit and just learn a little bit more and make sure that what they're doing it for the right reasons, not just checking off that box. Right.
Right. Well, and especially so Layla wanted to be baptized. And I think it was 3 years ago. I was looking at it and you guys were all there.
Yeah.
And she really asked to, she wanted to be baptized and she was old enough that I was like, okay, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
And then this Sunday she has decided that she is getting baptized again. And she's like, people can get baptized twice. Right. And I'm like, you can, usually people don't do it as soon as 3 years later. But I will say that her walk with Christ
has changed.
She's on fire.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, yes, like you can do it. And I know it's, she said, you didn't tell anybody, you didn't invite the family. And I was like, well, I didn't want to invite them because we just did this 3 years ago, but,
we'll be there.
Yeah, I know. I really want Evelyn and Crystal to come. And
right. I'm like, we'll be there celebrating her new life. This Sunday, and looking forward to it. We're looking forward to it.
That's exciting.
It means a lot more this time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think, and even watching her last night, because she was with us at Bible study last night, she came, she knew we were in the baptism series, right?
Yeah.
Part of it. And she was there, man. She was taking notes. She was listening intently, asking questions. I mean, it's wow to watch the youth.
Oh, you know, gosh,
be on fire is just absolutely amazing. I love it.
Yes.
Yeah. And so my husband wants to get baptized as well.
Good.
And,
yeah.
But of course, it's just finding that home church, you know?
And, yeah.
But I know I shared last night that when I got baptized a couple of years ago, like I didn't feel like I had this super natural, like, I don't know,
experience.
Moment. Yeah, or experience. Yeah. I'm just like, so like I don't know, we'll see. Like I want to get baptized again, probably down the line, but I think it'd be cool to do it as a family.
Yeah.
I mean, Riley's a little now, but
for Angie. But you could do it as a dedication for her. It's not necessarily baptism for her. I mean, baby's this young. And like you and AJ both were, you know, I call it a dedication.
Yeah.
Back then we were in the Catholic faith. I wasn't raised Catholic, but Tony was. And we took our kids to the Catholic Church originally, and they were what I call a dedication, you know.
Yeah.
And so Crystal got baptized again after that, right? But like you were talking last night, you almost felt like it's a logical next step, right?
As a Christian, this,
right?
Baptism.
And even when I say to people, you know, when I just said, you know, it's like the next step, don't put it off, but be ready for it.
Yeah,
like,
right.
You know, you need to be sure that you're ready. And it's a special moment.
Rick and I got baptized together. Every year when I see the Facebook memories come up, I just think of what an awesome day that was. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. It was just really, it was powerful, you know? And even then I've come so far in my walk, but that was definitely sort of like the point where I really started trying to live for Jesus better.
Yeah. You know? And that's it for me too. I think mine was 2014. I still have the photo that was taken at the church that I went to at the time.
Was too.
And it was, you know, I look at that and I can see it like, and my kids were there. My family was there. It was important. It was like an important day.
Yeah.
But definitely, I look then where my life was and where it is today. And like you can see the Lord all through it, right? And you should. You should see that. You're never going to be perfect. We're not.
Right.
But you should see that transformation throughout your life for the better all the way through.
Right.
And so that's what I would say to Layla too, you know? Yeah, you know, maybe she was ready in that moment, but she feels more ready to do it today.
Yes.
And she is definitely on fire. And I think it's an amazing thing. I'm looking forward to sharing that with her.
Agreed. Me too.
So we're going to pause and we're going to reflect. Wherever you are, driving or sitting on your couch, this is the moment to get honest with yourself and God. Have you truly given your life to Jesus? Have you experienced that inner transformation, the Spirit baptizing you into the body of Christ? And have you obeyed the Lord and made that public declaration through water baptism?
And here's the hard truth. If all you've done is get baptized in water, but you've never repented and turned to Christ in faith, then friend, you just got wet.
Yeah,
you didn't enter the kingdom. You went down in the water and came back up unchanged.
Yeah.
But the beautiful news is it's not too late. Jesus is still inviting you. The door of grace is wide open. You can start fresh today, and we are here if you need any help walking through it.
Yeah, anytime, you know, you want to reach out, message us, you can DM us on Facebook. Just need someone to talk to. But definitely talk to your trusted pastor or leaders. Don't ignore what the Spirit is saying into your heart right now.
Yeah, because if Jesus himself was baptized and he was sinless,
that's true.
How much more should we be?
That's true.
Okay, so next week, we're going into the Holy Spirit baptism, the one with power, the one with fire, the one that equips you to actually live this thing out. We are going there, ladies, and I'm excited.
Yeah, I am really excited about it too. I did not know. I knew like that we suffered for a reason, but I didn't really know that it was considered a baptism.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I was actually reading this morning in my Bible and didn't purposely look this up, and I came upon it. So I thought I would kind of read it here so that if anybody wants to just look over what they think of this for next week's podcast or study. And it is in 1 Peter 4. And it's verses 12 and 13 and then verses 19. So 12 and 13 say, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you as if something strange were happening to you. But rejoice in as much as you participate in the sufferings of Christ so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed." And then 19 says, "So then those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful creator and continue to do good."
That's good.
That's good.
Right?
That is so good.
And we just learned, you know, when we just kind of were learning more about communion.
Yeah.
And one of the things that that pastor that we listened to, which was a great message, stressed was about the suffering is important. You know, when you do communion, to recognize the suffering that Jesus had endured, not just that he died.
That's right.
His raised life, but that he suffered to do it. And so now, you know, now putting it together with this,
that's
like we have to suffer to
that's exactly
be baptized.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. Really good.
And there is a nobody really talks about John 3:36. We always reference John 3:16 when it talks about like our salvation, you know, like he came here, right? But John 3:36 also says, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Okay. But whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on them.
Right.
So I, you know, as I was studying and reading through, and I'm like, okay, I want to use that verse when it talks about baptism. I read that and I'm like, man, that's important for people to recognize that as well. And then last night we talked about like all the different these in our group study, we were talking really back and forth, like what does the mean to be baptized in the Holy Spirit? And again, we're going to get deep into that next week, right?
Yeah.
But I thought about it and I did some more studying last night. And when we get baptized, when we first do our declaration, right, that I'm turning my life around, that's our salvation. And we're saying we're going to walk with Jesus. And the minute you do that, the Holy Spirit dwells in you.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not the same thing as being baptized by the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
So we'll get deep into that next week. So I just wanted people to realize that, especially in our group, because we had some deep conversations and like, well, we're going to get into that more next week. And I did a little bit more studying last night. And I just want that to be clear, that you do receive the Holy Spirit dwelling within you the minute you turn to Christ and take him as your Lord and Savior. And then, so that's important to understand that. And like I said, we'll get deep into that next week. So the next episode is going to definitely stretch all of us, myself included, and it's going to be very challenging and hopefully ignite something deep within us, because salvation is the beginning, but spirit baptism is the empowerment.
Yes.
So let me pray. Father, thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you that by your Spirit we are baptized into the body of Christ and made brand new. Lord, we ask that you stir a deep hunger for the truth in every listener, break off confusion and religion. Let your word take root. Let us be obedience. Let obedience flow from it. And for those of us, let's all repent and draw near to you with your kindness. For those who need to take that next step into water baptism, give them the encouragement and the guidance. We bless every ear that heard this message, and we seal it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. And if today's episode helped you understand your faith more deeply, share it with someone, help us get the word out, and build the church from the inside out.
And don't forget, Bible study happens every Tuesday night in person, and this podcast drops every Thursday. So if you miss the in-person, you don't want to miss the word.
Yeah, so we love y'all. We're praying for you, and we are believing that God is laying a foundations that will not be shaken and take you to the next level. Keep building, keep growing, and stay alert because Jesus is coming.
Until then, stay grounded, stay hungry, and stay unfiltered in your walk with Jesus.
This is Unfiltered Faith, Beyond the Church Walls. We'll see you next Thursday. God bless.